There are really no words to adequately describe my feelings today as we celebrate my investiture as the 20th and second female president of Lincoln University. Today officially marks the beginning of a new day, a new dawn, as we continue to move Lincoln University forward to her true destiny of being among the elite institutions of higher education in this country. Thank you all for this opportunity and for making the dreams of a little girl from Leland, Mississippi, come true. I do not stand here alone. I stand on the shoulders of all who have come before me. I stand on the shoulders of the 19 presidents who came before me. I stand on the shoulders of the soldiers of the 62nd and 65th Colored Infantries who founded this great institution of higher learning, understanding that if African Americans were to prosper as free men, they would have to be educated. So with their life savings of somewhere around $100, these soldiers founded what is now Lincoln University. Our commitment is to continue their dream and to continue to provide access and opportunity to all, regardless of race, ethnicity, gender, or sexual orientation. Our commitment is to ensure that Lincoln University is sustainable for another 152 years.
My name is Dr. Toni Owens, and I stand here today bursting with pride to proclaim that I am a direct product of Dr. Woolfolk's influence, encouragement, direction, undying love, and support. I first met Dr. Woolfolk over 25 years ago on the campus of the University of Arkansas Pine Bluff. She showed me the importance of higher education. She showed me the importance of being a strong Black woman in this country.
Hi, my name is Alfred Harris. I graduated from Lincoln University in 1969. I am the former president of the Lincoln University Alumni Association, and I'm currently serving as a member of the foundation board. Oh, I know what what makes her a good president. I served on the search committee that recommended her, and she has a broad range of experiences. She has a heart for historically Black institutions. HBCUs are a part of the American landscape that we cannot afford to give up. It is not so important who is attending the HBCUs as it is to preserve why the HBCUs exist and what they stand for, and to preserve that part of American history. HBCUs aren't Black history as such. They're a part of American history.
My name is Olivia Windsor, and I'm a sophomore here at Lincoln University. I am a commuter student. I transferred from Central Methodist. I came to support the inauguration of the new president. I wasn't really familiar with the history of Lincoln, but a couple of my professors told me that it was kind of a big deal and kind of history in the making, so I wanted to come and see it for myself.
Hi, my name is Damon Shavers. I'm a junior, and I'm here today because we are inaugurating our president, Miss Gerald, and I'm in the choir, so we're singing for it, and she's a wonderful president. From what I've seen, very interactive with the school and with the students, and I know she'll just make Lincoln better than what it is already. The first time I came to Lincoln, I just felt very welcomed and felt very loved, so I knew this is the place where I wanted to be.
This is not about Gerald Woolfolk. It is not about you. It is not about the faculty. It is not about the staff. It is about Lincoln and the students we serve. Lincoln University will become what we make it. It's on us. We are Lincoln University. We are Lincoln University. We are Lincoln University. May God bless and keep you, and may God bless Lincoln University.